Any sign of Van Ness?
No, not exactly. We only came upon this about 15 minutes ago. Inside the vehicle, we found a note.
What kind of note?
I don't know, sir. It's in an envelope addressed to a Michael Deming. Miller took the cellular phone and moved to the back of the van, away from Kramer.
Is it sealed?
No, sir. But I haven't opened it yet.
Go ahead and read it to me.
What about fingerprints, sir?
It's all right. We know who it's from. Just handle it carefully.
There were several moments while the officer opened the envelope.
Okay, it's dated today, October 9th. It's handwritten, black ink. It reads, I will not tell what I know if you leave me alone. If you persist, I will have no choice but to come forward. If you capture me or kill me, Kathy Young will come forward with the information in my place. Have a nice day. There is no signature.
That's it.
The rest of the page is blank.
Thank you, Officer Montgomery.
I need you to put that paper back in the envelope and place the envelope in an evidence bag. Seal it, and do not let that evidence leave your possession.
I will dispatch Agent Rodriguez in Las Vegas to meet you and retrieve the envelope. Do not release it to anyone except Agent Rodriguez. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Now give me your location so we can find you.
The officer told him, and Miller wrote it down.
Thank you, officer.
One more thing, sir. There is blood in the front seat of the vehicle.
How much?
Well, not a lot. It's on the left side of the driver's seat, dried, kind of blotted onto the seat from near the top, going down about 8 or 10 inches.
Okay, keep the vehicle shut until Agent Rodriguez can see that as well. Don't let anybody in or near that vehicle.
Yes, sir.
Miller thanked him and hung up. He looked up and dialed the Las Vegas field office number, waiting for Rodriguez to get on the line. Warren Miller did not worry about finding Neil Van Ness. He did not worry about taking Van Ness into custody. He worried about what would happen when they did.